Hello again, still in the bathroom with the echo, and you can hear my jingly necklace when I move. Something I wanted to highlight to you is that these microphones... Oh, low battery again. Yes, I know. I will charge it up when I've finished recording this. Shut up. Even when you move around, you get sort of wind noise in this microphone, so... I'm just sort of waving it from left to right, not too fast. And you're already getting this wind noise. So what I think I'm going to do in my next audio boo is record with this gadget with a microphone plugged in that I got that's made by Sony, which has a nice big sponge on the top. And what happens with that is it blocks out a lot of this wind sound. The stereo spread may not be as good, but hey, if you block out the wind, if you're recording outside and it's a windy day, then, you know, you don't want to just hear and occasionally the odd faint person in the background because the wind's so loud. I don't think it's quite as bad as wind noise has been on some of my audio boos using the Tascam IM2 that I have. But then that has its pros as well, the Tascam IM2. If you're recording indoors, or if you want to record a bit discreetly, or just quickly record, none of this faffing with, getting out this big thing and stuff. And, you know, like I say, it's not very discreet. It's quite a big thing. It's big enough to cradle most of the iPhone, whereas the Tascam is just sort of a couple of inches square. No, it might not even be that big. So there's pros and cons to both. What I like about this, and the reason I'm recording it on an iPod Touch, and I wasn't with the Tascam IM2 when I was doing the unboxing, but I was recording on the iPhone. The reason I'm recording on the iPod Touch now is because I can. That probably sounds a bit daft and you're thinking, what's she talking about? But as a blind person, I use the software on the phone called VoiceOver. Sorry, blind people who already know about this, and sighted people, but some listeners may not know. So what it does is it reads out all the stuff on the screen to me, so it just read to me in my earphones that I've got on about the battery being low and stuff. When you plug in the Tascam IM2, what happens is the audio, you lose the audio through the speaker of the iPhone or iPod. You can plug the headphones, the earphones in then to the iPhone and you get the audio back. But you can't do that in the iPod Touch because the headphone socket is at the bottom. So the only way I've been able to record with the iPod Touch before is through using my Braille Pen 12. And a lot of people just can't afford a Braille device. So this Fostex AR4i is a lot more accessible to blind people who have an iPod Touch than would be the Tascam IM2. Don't get one of those if you're primarily using an iPod Touch and you're blind. If you're sighted, you can see all the stuff on the screen, so it doesn't matter. But if you're blind and you want to hear what VoiceOver is telling you, you really want this as your stereo device. Plus, you can plug in your own microphone, which is very cool. I think this audio boo is going to finish any minute. Let's see. 44 seconds left. So, like I say, I couldn't have done that without using my Braille Pen 12 before on the iPod Touch, which I have done before because I'm lucky enough to have a Braille Pen 12, and I realise I'm so grateful that that's the case. But I do realise Braille is expensive and just not an option for everybody. Okay, that's all I've got to say about it now. I may try and record some birds later on when the kids have gone to bed. Bye-bye, and hope you enjoyed this.